Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Mutual Aid Association, insuring those who serve, by Chevrolet, preferred automotive of Navy athletics, and by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow.
I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome back to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Of course, we will go back and talk about Navy's big victory over Memphis that has them at number 20 in the college football playoff rankings right now. We'll talk about that with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, and of course, the man that's really been the unsung hero of this team so far, the defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, taking over under some tough circumstances right as training camp was getting underway. And all his defense has done right now is be number one in points allowed in the American Athletic Conference. We'll also hear from Navy men's basketball coach Ed DeCellis as the Veterans Classic tips off this weekend with Temple and North Carolina, the Mids, and the Florida Gators. But coming up, we'll talk with Navy head football coach Ken Niumatalolo, who's won 64% of his games as the head coach in Annapolis. We'll do that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Wearing the blue and gold of the Naval Academy Athletic Association means honoring a tradition of excellence. These outstanding student athletes are laying the groundwork for a bright future, both on the field and in the classroom. Lockheed Martin supports the NAAA and its proud legacy of passion and pride.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. Never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Mustangs of SMU with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Challenge now, how do you handle winning? How do you handle success? You beat a quality opponent on Saturday. How do you turn the page and make sure you're ready for an SMU team, as we saw last Friday night? They can put up some points as they did against Temple.
Well, you know, fortunately, I really believe we have strong leadership, not only with our seniors, but especially our captains and Keenan and Bernie. And I think they recognize, you know, what's at stake. And for us to keep our mantra of 1-0, I talked to our team on Monday about sometimes people handle adversity better than they do success. And, you know, how are we going to handle this? And, you know, don't let the outside noise or distraction take us or keep us from doing what we've been doing. Prepare, work hard, study, lift weights, stretch, do all the other things that got us to this point. And that has to be our focus, just to continue to respect the process and to keep grinding.
As you and the coaches have gone back and evaluated the tape from Saturday, just how high a quality was that effort?
Pete, that was a really good football team, you know, and they've won a ton of games versus a lot of good people and put a lot of points up on a lot of people. Sometimes after the game, you think something of, man, we played really good, and he goes, the game wasn't as good. Or we played really bad, and you watch the tape, hey, it wasn't as bad. I felt really good after the game Saturday, and I feel good after I watched the tape. I thought we played really well in all three phases. To hold a prolific offense like that, that really nobody has stopped in the last 2 years, right, or year and a half. And holding the 20 points was a phenomenal feat for our defense. I thought offensively we played really well, and in special teams we played well. And so we needed all three phases to come together, but, you know, to beat a really, really good team at their place, great day for the midshipmen.
You know how hard your staff works. You know how hard your kids work. Nice to finally see them, though, get some of that recognition on a Saturday that usually is reserved for the same teams we see almost every week, and to see their hard work finally recognized, at least on a national level.
Definitely am, because, you know, this group, you know, our program, but especially this senior class over the years have done some pretty remarkable things, but, you know, I don't think they get the credit that they deserve. But it's never really been our style to worry about that. You know, we just continue to keep grinding. But definitely happy for this senior group and this team to get some of the recognition that they deserve. And hopefully we continue to stay the course and not let that distract us from other goals that we have as a program.
Could you ever imagine the defensive play to this level? You're number one in points allowed, which ultimately to me is the most important statistic in this league right now.
We're doing two things, you know, we're doing a lot of good things, but I think two things, like you said, we're second in the country in turnover margin, which last year we, you know, were really bad.
Right.
So we're taking care of the ball, we're taking the ball away, and people are having a hard time scoring, you know what I mean? So if you can't score and you take care of the rock, you got a chance to win some football games, you know, and so doing a lot of good things that way. And, you know, we got to keep going because, as you mentioned earlier on, you know, we got some pretty good offenses coming up, just like Memphis was. And, you know, hopefully we just keep our head down and keep plowing forward.
Finally, the seniors will get a chance to take a bow in front of the people in Annapolis. If you go to the Military Bowl, they'll get a chance to come back one more time. But if you do run this thing out, it could be their last performance there. Just thoughts on the contributions this group has made as a whole, because so many of them have made contributions. You almost couldn't single out one or two guys in this group.
I wish this group had we could petition for a fifth year for the senior class. And we just really, really good football players that have made monumental contributions to our football program, obviously on the field, but off the field, I mean, a lot of them are really good students, you know, 3+ GPAs, you know, doing wonderful things in our community. Just, I mean, it makes my job easy. I mean, they're really good players to coach, and off the field, you don't worry about them. They're doing what they're supposed to. And so, but the thing that definitely helps us as a coaching staff, as we recruit and stuff, you know, what kind of kids do we get? Kids just like in this class. You know, this senior class is what we're looking for. And there's not enough things to describe how well and what this senior group's meant to our team.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids and SMU, Saturday, 3:30, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We'll come back with Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Mustangs of SMU with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And your group right now, number one in the American Athletic Conference in points allowed, which is always the most important statistic. That means you're winning a lot of games. Right now, after that effort on Saturday, as you watched it on film, thoughts on how well the kids played?
I thought we played really hard. They tried to play together, and they bought into the plan. I'm excited for them, but there's still a lot of mistakes that I saw on tape that, you know, we can improve a ton still more.
Do you think people are surprised at how physical your team is willing to be, especially on that side of the ball?
I don't know. I think we've always been pretty physical here. So, I don't know. You got me on that question.
The turnovers,
Obviously, that's something that you all have stressed for years. Sometimes it works out better than others, but this defense has been huge at turning the football over for you guys, too.
Yeah, they've done a nice job, but we're getting a lot of guys around the ball, so when the ball is coming out, we've got guys around it to get on it. I think that a lot of those things are contact fumbles. We got guys that are flying to the ball. They're taking good angles to the ball. You know, the safeties are getting downhill, and to be honest with you, they've been the ones that have caused quite a few of them. So, I think if we just keep running the ball and continue to try to play physical, I think we can still play a lot more physical and a lot harder. So we just need to keep improving every week. We have to. The people we play are SMU is a really good offense, right. So there's no let up.
What was the difference between the first drive and the rest of the game?
We went in thinking we could do some disguising, and I think the speed of their offense caught us a little by surprise, and we weren't able to make the adjustment until they came out, because they never stopped. We couldn't get them stopped. So once we made the adjustment and realized the speed of the game, I think that we were fine from that point on.
Brendan and Quincy have really done a good job being aggressive, cautiously aggressive, I like to call it, seeming to pick their spots. Brendan's jumped some routes this year to turn the ball over to make some plays. Quincy nearly stepped right into what could have been a pick six as he stepped between the two receivers the other day. Thoughts on the way those two guys have played? Because you do ask them to do a lot on their own individually out there.
Right. That's a tough position because they're, we ask them to play the run. We ask them to stay deep and play the pass. I think Dan O'Brien's done a phenomenal job of, letting them play. They're not afraid to play. Right. If they see something, believe your eyes and go play. I mean, they can't always be hanging around looking for play action and this and that. But if they'll read their keys and, react appropriately, they can play aggressive and have fun. I think they're having fun. I think we've turned them loose a little bit. We've moved them around. Sometimes we'll be up in press. We'll move them back. So I think receivers are guessing a little more rather than just lining up at the same spot all the time. So I think they're having fun. They're really good football players. They're very, very smart, both of them. And so we've maybe taken the reins off them a little bit and let them be a little more aggressive.
As a guy who has coached them, you know them probably better than anybody, but there were a lot of times the other night where you only sent three people after Paxton Lynch, got him off his spot sometimes. How well are William, Amos, and Bernie playing right now as a collective group?
It's the best three we've ever had together, but without even a doubt. I mean, we've had a guy here, a guy there, but to have all three of them at once is it saved us. We couldn't drop people like that if we couldn't get pressure with three. I thought we could get a little pressure. I was a little surprised that we got as much as we did. But that's a testament to them. They've worked hard. They work hard in the weight room. They listen. They're technicians of the game. They're the best three we've ever had playing together. There's no doubt in my mind.
Just like offensive linemen, nose guards, You don't recognize them sometimes because they're hardly guys that are going to come up with 8 or 9 tackle numbers. But if they're doing their jobs, your linebackers are going to have the tackle numbers. Just how well has Bernie played that position individually? Because so much is asked of that spot.
Again, I think he's the best we've had since I've been here, for sure. Again, he's just a technician. I think Sean Nua does a wonderful job with them. With the nose guards, he rolls Bernie just enough to keep him fresh, and I can't say enough good things. Not only is he a great player, but he's become a phenomenal leader.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the production that's happening on defense is because of Bernie's leadership and the other seniors. The Quincy's, the Tez, Quazelle, even though he's hurt. All those guys are doing a tremendous job of leading and setting the standard.
Finally, SMU, another spread offense this week. Matt Davis, a quarterback that has a lot of ability back there. They've been a team that has, despite maybe the results they weren't looking for, still playing hard, still playing an exciting brand of football. Thoughts on the challenge they present?
Just like last week, they can move the ball. I mean, they're averaging 30 points a game. They've played 4 or 5 really good teams. It's not like they got the easy part of their schedule, early on. They started right out with it. I mean, they've played Baylor, and I mean, they've played some really good teams. So we have our work cut out for us. We can't take a week off ever here, but especially against these guys. They're very, very good. Quarterback can run. He can throw. They've got a really good tailback. O-line are solid. Good receiving core, freshman receiver. That's as far as catching the ball, as good as we've seen.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson is the Mids get set for the SMU Mustangs coming up Saturday, Senior Day at 3:30. We look forward to having you there. When we return on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, we'll hear from offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
General Dynamics Mission Systems develop systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, joint high-speed vessels, DDGs, and more. Advancing your mission.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Mustangs of SMU with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. All right, you looked at the tape. Just how good was that effort from your offense on Saturday down in Memphis?
It was some kids played well. You know, I think the biggest thing was that, you know, not only did we play well, we played hard. I mean, we had maybe out of 71 plays, maybe 11 efforts, you know. Again, so it's good to see, you know, and it's always something that we talk about, that we try to pride ourselves on. It's just playing hard, you know, whatever the outcome is, you know, let it be. But at the same time, we put the film on, these kids play hard, you know. So, and we got a few texts from guys who watched the game, you know, old coaches, guys along the coaching tree, Coach Johnson, text about it, you know, said you guys look great, you know. So it was good to see that, you know. And again, just credit our kids for understanding the situation, the magnitude of the game, you know, and just going out and playing our style of football, but also playing it at Mach 10.
Yeah. If somebody pulls up the box score, they're going to look at it and see, you know, a sack win against Keenan, so he's rushing yardage, you know, with 38 on the night at one point, and no touchdowns. Going into the game, people say, okay, you have no chance to win that game.
Right.
Do you think it showed exactly just how deep this team is and how deep this offense is by beating them the way you beat them?
You know, as a staff, we went into the game, and you know, I understand people are going to key on Keenan, you know, so obviously some other guys have to step up and score some touchdowns. You know, we knew once we got down inside the goal line, they're going to key on Keenan, you know, so just wanted to be smart and not try to force the issue and just be smart, you know. But again, a lot of our kids showed up. A lot of kids made some big runs, you know, some major plays, you know, when we needed them the most. You know, I think Buck's touchdown was huge, probably the biggest play of the game, you know. So again, you know, it's just a credit to our kids. You know, obviously we recruited kids who can run, you know, and who can make plays, you know. It's going to show you, you know, X's and O's is one thing, but you have the players to do it.
When you are you're contemplating calling that play with the wheel route, you know, as a play caller, in your mind, what's the right time? What are you looking for in that situation? Because clearly, I mean, he's standing over on the sideline. There's nobody near him.
I mean, it's a feel thing. You know, we talk about it. And obviously, you know, sometimes for me, sometimes, you know, calling it, you know, that far in our own you know, are on the side of the field. Sometimes it's questionable. But at the same time, you know, we talked about it, talked to Coach Okas, you know, what's the best look? You know, we haven't run in the toss, right, you know, effectively. So we knew that would be the best one. Just a matter of calling it. You know, when it came down to it, just a good feel. You know, it was just a good feel. We needed a play. We needed something big. And what better way to do it than to get a big play? Now, a nice drive would have been great, to drive the ball right back down the field, shove it down their throats, and have a great drive. But a big play also kind of changes the momentum, get the momentum back. You know, so it just came down to a feel thing. You know, just what's the right time, it's a good feel, and you call it, and it worked for us.
I think sometimes a quick strike like that, after the other team had just tied the game, they got feel like they're getting, you know, they're back in the game and they're right there, and then boom, in one play, you kind of take the air out of the place again, because it really felt like the air went out of the Liberty Bowl at that point.
And again, it was a huge play. Again, I think, you know, up until this point, probably the biggest play of the year. You know, again, they had, you know, we had, you know, squandered some opportunities to go up even more. You know, obviously our first drive of the second half, again, we go a few plays and we have to punt, you know, so that wasn't a great feeling. We wanted to try to remedy that problem we've been having, you know, but we had to punt, they get the ball, go right down and score, and score it in a great fashion, you know, to get the momentum back, you know, but again, it's a boxing match, my man, you know, we got punched, they got punched, you know, we got knocked down, but we got right back up, you know, and jab a little bit, jab, 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 and here comes a knockout punch, you know, and we gave it the right time and got the momentum back, you know, so after that, we never gave it up again, you know, so it was huge, and again, I think up until this point, the biggest play of the year for us.
How good was your offensive line the other night?
And I can't say enough about those guys. You know, again, they just, I mean, we knocked those guys off the football. You know, and going to the game, it was our way life against theirs. You know, and watching those guys in pregame, you know, a lot of great athletes, some great looking kids, you know, but at the same time, you know, they have to play our style. You know, and obviously we have to play their style as well, you know, far as on the defensive side of the ball. But we knew we had to come in there and get after these guys, you know, play physical, knock those guys back, you know, get after them, you know, and scoop block, you know, get in front, get them on the ground, you know, and play a style football that they don't like, you know. And again, we had some great blocks. You know, I think Brandon Green and Ben Tabrillo had one block, but I think the guy was maybe ended up 10 yards down the field, you know. So it was good to see. It's good to see, you know, and those guys take pride in that. You
sure.
Know, and obviously, you know, they don't get a lot of the credit, you know, but watching the film, they got after those guys, you know. And again, it's a good feeling for those guys. I'm happy for them.
Offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, Mids, and the SMU Mustangs coming up Saturday at 3:30. We'll come back with more, talk about the other things going on around the yard, including the Veterans Classic coming up on Friday. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Veterans Classic of men's basketball. Florida, North Carolina, Temple all playing at Alumni Hall on Friday night. Mids at 9:30. We'll have them both for you on the Navy Radio Network, locally in Annapolis on 1430 WNAV. The Mids taking on a Florida team that Ed DeCellis, under new coach Mike White, says is going to be a pretty tough club.
The Gators are very, very good. I think Coach Donovan had several guys sitting out last year, and Coach White, now the new coach from Louisiana Tech, is going to, I think, reap the benefits of the previous coaching staff's recruiting.
Again, Mike Carey and I will have both games on 1430 WNAV and 99.9 FM in Annapolis on the Navy Radio Network. The Army-Navy game brought to you by USAA certainly has an awesome meaning this year. The Mids can win the Commander-in-Chiefs, but also be the last game before the Mids try to wrap up a berth in the Chick-fil-A Bowl or Fiesta Bowl as the top team in the non-group of five. So obviously big doings for that one. Last week, Air Force took care of Army, and now it means if Navy wins, they are the Commander-in-Chiefs champions for 2015. Army cannot win the trophy after losing to Air Force, but they can, of course, make sure that Air Force retains it if they are able to beat the Mids. Lots to do, and as always, for everything, go to NavySports.com. That's your one-stop shop for all 33 sports at the United States Naval Academy. Mids and SMU, Omar, Joe, and I will have it for you starting at 2:38 Eastern Time on Saturday. Until next week, our thanks to Bill Usby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst with the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by Huntington Ingalls, hard stuff done right, and by CarQuest Auto Parts. With well over 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.